Books on Tape presents Where the Dead Lay by David Levine, read by Scott Brick. Chapter 1. The morning was gray and a cool that wouldn't last. Frank Bear steered his Toronado across East Prospect and appreciated the empty streets at 5:45 a.m. His neck still throbbed from a guillotine choke he had barely escaped a day ago, and he was having trouble turning his head to the left, but at this hour, the city was his. He had a jump on the world, and that felt good. As he drove, he tried to leave his mind distant and unfocused. Better not to dwell on the soft bed he'd just left, or on the physical challenge that loomed. Pummeling, clinches, fire feet and sprawl drills, takedowns, guard escapes, and technique work. Topped off by lunge walks with a 100-pound ground-and-pound bag on his shoulder. It was enough to cause a replay of last night's dinner, and that was just for openers, before they began to roll, which was what they called sparring at Aurelio Santos's Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Academy. Bear cut right on Sherman. There wasn't much traffic, but whatever cars were out at this hour would be along 74, so he avoided it. Bear trained alone with Aurelio himself, and because of that he made damn sure he was on time for their 6 a.m. starts. It was a matter of respect. Bear had tried the normal group classes in the evenings at the academy, but leaving the hardest thing of the day until the end was exactly the opposite of how it worked for him now. The specter of it tended to hang over his entire day. It was a concession to his age, he figured, which was a little chunk on the wrong side of 40, but nowadays he needed to clear the physical effort.